Yeah, almost done. Just have a tidy round and lock the vestry up.
No rush, is there?
Well, I suppose not. Hey, you seen our new arrivals?
Mm-hmm.
All the way from Africa. Look, back nesting under the eaves.
Oh, swallows?
Martins.
Trying to catch me out, weren't you?
Would I?
Swallows, Martins. Sometimes you're a real pedant. Morning.
Oh, hi, Clary.
Morning. So, how's the wedding plans coming along?
Well...
When you say plans...
Have you fixed a date yet?
Not as such, no.
To be arranged. We're still aiming for the end of August, though.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah. Still a few minor logistical problems to be finalised.
My leave cover for Alan.
Yeah, well, August is a popular time. You'll have to book the church... I don't know.
Yes, it is going to be a church wedding. Right here in St Stephen's.
Ah,
well, it's the obvious choice, isn't it?
Yes. You wouldn't want to go to Darrington, eh?
No. And Rachel's very happy to do the honours for us.
Is she? Oh.
Of course, it won't quite be the usual service. We'll have to make a few slight modifications.
Well, luckily, we Hindus are quite flexible about these things.
Oh.
Well, most of us anyway.
What about the hymns and the prayers?
Would be a bit of a potpourri. Christian ceremony with some Hindu prayers as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, that should be very...
unusual. Yes, but...
Well, no, I'm sure it'll be lovely. It'll be so nice to have something different.
Yeah, I think there'll be something for everyone. That's the idea, anyway.
Good. Well, like I said, I'm very happy for you both. I really am.
That's really sweet of you, Clary.
Thanks, Clary.
Yeah, right. Oh, will you look at them daffs? They're well and truly over now. They'll need deadheading.
Oh, yes, you're right. Maybe I'll talk to Bert.
Actually, I need to go and put the dinner on.
Yes, of course.
Bye then.
Bye, Clary.
Bye.
There you go.
Thanks.
Get that down, you. Cheer up, eh? Might never happen.
Already has, ain't it?
Oh, come on, it ain't that bad.
I'm hungry.
No, you'll have to wait till dinner.
Hey, Georgie, you have a look inside the porch. There's something there for you. Go on, that's it. Good lad.
Not sweets?
Nah, some old tennis balls.
Okay.
Keep him busy for half an hour.
Well, you know why he's playing up, don't you? He's missing Jake.
Yeah, well, he's bound to at first, but...
Been 2 weeks now. He's still the same. Why's Jake gone away? When's he coming back?
Oh, we'll soon find another mate. Maybe there's someone at playgroup.
Oh, no one's going to play with him now, are they?
Eh?
Well, a kid whose dad poisons red kites.
William, nobody believes you, did it? Nobody who's worth
their salt. Yeah, so you keep telling me.
Well, because it's the truth. Any role. It's nothing to do with any...
Okay. It's been a bad morning. It's like... Well, George comes round to me and we wake up to an empty house again. Maybe he don't feel it as much when he's with Emma. As soon as he's round my place...
Hiya, Georgie. What you got there? What's up, Paul, eh?
Hey, Edward, is your granddad around?
Oh, he's out the back with the pony.
Oh, you think he needs a hand?
Oh, he's okay. Come on then, George. How about you and me go and have a game of footy, eh?
Leave it, Ed.
Yeah, I'll be in goal. You can try and kick it at me, eh?
I said leave it. He's tired.
Yeah, fine, whatever.
So, how's Fallon getting on? How was the gig last night?
I don't know, do I? Not heard.
Oh. Well, that's life on the road for you, eh? She'll be too busy for...
Not too busy to text, yeah.
Soon as she got the time.
Where's Jake?
Jake? Oh, well...
George!
No, I'm not too sure. Maybe you should ask your dad about that.
Okay, that's enough.
What?
Just shut up about it, Ed. If you say another word...
William!
I mean it,
hey.
Fine! Keep your hair on, I was just going anyway.
Edward!
Don't tell Mum I'm not going to be in for dinner.
So you really don't think she has a problem with it?
Clary, no.
Well, I could see she was struggling.
Oh, a little bit, but...
Well, she's such a lovely person. I'd hate to think she secretly disapproves.
Oh, it's all new to her. It's not what she's used to. I think that's all it is.
Mm.
Sweetheart, I really don't think you need to worry where Clary's concerned.
Okay.
Well, she's on our side, whatever.
Colin, don't you have volunteers to do that?
Yeah, there's some coffee spilt down here. Don't want to leave it for someone else to clean up.
So Clary's fine, but what about the rest of the parish?
Well, no one's been knocking on my door demanding my resignation.
So no one's mentioned it at all?
Well, mostly to say congratulations. Well, I had some good-natured ribbing down the pub the other night. Would I be wearing a turban? Would the service be in Sanskrit?
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I mean, there'll still be those who'll never approve, of course.
Yes.
Derek Fletchers and Susan Carters. But my guess is once it's all over, they'll soon get used to it. Life will slip back into its usual round of PCC infighting and scraping round for funds.
Well, let's hope so, anyway. I've got my own work to do at home.
Oh, must you?
Yes, I'm in court tomorrow.
Mr. Franks?
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Well, I must dash. I'll call you later.
Oh,
bye.
Bye-bye, love. Sorry, I don't think we've...
No, my name's Ross. Ross Adams.
Oh, nice to meet you.
And you.
So, is this church business, or are you...
I'm a journalist. I work for the Borchester Echo.
Yes, I thought I recognised your name from somewhere.
And was that your fiancée, Ms. Gupta?
Yes, that's her.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Look, I don't know why you've come, but...
Okay, I'll come to the point. I think it's quite a bold step you're taking here. For a man like yourself to embark on a mixed-faith marriage in a small rural community.
Not so common, perhaps, but...
But I'm sure it would interest a lot of our readers. So, I was wondering if you and Ms. Gupta...
You want to write a story about it?
A small piece, yes. If you'd be willing to help me out.
What kind of piece?
Nothing too controversial, more human interest. How love brought Bombay to Borsetshire.
No.
Or we could go for the more ecumenical side, if you
prefer. No, I appreciate your interest, but...
Right, I understand you'll want to talk to your fiancée first,
of course. I think I can speak for her. She won't be interested, and that goes for both of us.
Perhaps if we all arrange to meet up some other time.
No, sorry. Our marriage plans are a part of our private life, and we'd rather not have them made public. And that's really all I have to say on the matter.
Dad's got him out the back with the pony.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. He's a bit tricky, though. Tired.
Bless him.
Hungry too, I'd say.
Yeah, well, all right. Won't be a minute. If you finish the table...
Yep.
Mum?
Oh, hello, William. Is Joe all right there with George?
Yeah.
Good. I just got to make the gravy.
Oh, yeah, nice and thick, so you can stand your
foot. Six, Eddie?
What?
Six places.
Oh, no,
Hey?
Five.
Oh, can't you count? Look, there's one for George as well.
Yeah, but not for Edward. He won't be here for dinner. He's gone down the pub.
Why?
Not hungry.
Eddie?
Or maybe he's hoping for word from Fallon. I don't know.
Eddie, what's this all about?
Oh, you tell her, William.
Oh, ain't nothing to say.
What's going on? Hey? Oh, I hope you two haven't been
arguing
again.
So I'm just sat there minding my own business when Ed comes along and starts mouthing off about me and Nick.
Yeah, William, that ain't exactly fair.
You were there, you heard.
Oh, William.
And don't go on at me, it weren't my fault.
No, but I wish you'd learn to just walk away.
William, so maybe Edward was a bit out of
order. Well, too right he was.
Yeah, but look, you've got to make allowances.
Me?
Yeah. He's missing Fallon. And you didn't call him last night.
Oh, yeah, well, my heart bleeds, don't it?
Oh, no, your father's right. He's finding it really hard. She's off having a good time, going to all these places.
Well, he needs to grow up and get a life, don't he? Some of us have got real problems to deal
with. Now, look, William, I know things are hard for you and I'm really sorry.
Yeah, and I don't need Ed making it worse.
Oh. All right, let's say no more about it. If Edward wants to go down the pub...
More roast potatoes for the rest of us.
No, I'll put his to keep warm. He'll be hungry when he gets back. And you better go and tell Georgie to come in and wash his hands.
Yeah.
And William, listen, I'm going down the churchyard this afternoon, tidy up the daffs. Why don't you bring Georgie down too?
Well...
Yeah, go on. Nice and peaceful down there. Nobody's going to bother you. Might help take your mind off your troubles.
A reporter?
It's Ross Adams from the Echo. He wants us to help him write an article.
Oh, no.
Some rubbish about, I don't know, love moving mountains, you know.
You're kidding.
No, don't worry, I got rid of him. I told him we weren't interested.
Oh, the echo.
I know, I thought I'd better warn you in case, you know.
Do you think he'll come round knocking on my door?
I doubt it. I gave him a pretty firm brush off, love. I told him in no uncertain terms.
These journalists...
Really, I don't think you need to worry. He can't quote us without our permission.
So he'll make it all up instead.
I don't think the echo quite goes in for that.
Hmm.
Look, just forget about it now. Don't let it disturb your work. Somehow, I don't think he'll bother us again.
What's he found over there?
Ant's nest.
Oh, mind you don't get stung.
Yeah, no, I told him. Oh, he's just watching.
You feel like some dead-head in? Well, that's all right, not if you don't want to.
Oh, just a bit full of dinner.
Ah, you take it easy then, love. I'm doing fine. Have some time out while you got the chance, eh? You've had more than enough to deal with these past few weeks.
Yeah, well, might not be over yet.
Oh, no, well, we you must try not to think like that.
Hey there. You looking for creepy crawlies?
Who's that?
Dunno.
Hi. He's having a great time over there.
Yeah. Can I help you?
Is it your job to keep the churchyard tidy?
No, not really, no. I just like to help out when I can.
Okay.
So why do you want to know?
My name's Ross Adams. I write for the Borchester Echo.
Oh.
Papers?
As you're involved with the church, I wonder, what do you think about your vicar's wedding plans?
Well,
Mum...
Why are you so interested, anyway?
It's an interesting story. C of E vicar marrying a Hindu.
Don't tell him nothing, Mum.
All right, William.
Nothing to say at all?
They're both lovely people, and I wish them well.
Okay.
And I think you should have the decency to keep your nose out of other people's business.
Bert had it straight from the horse's mouth.
Oh?
David? And then Bert told Mike.
Well, told him what?
Well, apparently, you know this eco-digester thing at Home Farm?
What, the biodigester?
Well, it seems like Matt Crawford's got a share in it now.
Matt?
Mm, well, Borsetshire Land, but that's the same thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I know you've got strong feelings about it.
Oh, well, I've been against it right from the start. As far as I can see, it'll be nothing more than a glorified sewage farm. Mm. And we'll look right over it from our front window.
I know.
Bad enough when it was just Brookfield and Home Farm, but... Matt Crawford?
Well, I'm sorry to be the bringer of bad news.
Oh, everyone knows his reputation. You'd think people like Adam and David would have more sense. Mm.
Well, Mike reckons they ran out of cash, and so they needed Matt to come in and bail them out.
Is that what Bert told him?
Yeah, well, I can't say it's gospel, but...
Yeah.
It seems likely, doesn't it?
Oh, well, shows I was right, doesn't it?
Mm.
If more people had had the courage to speak out against him in the first...
I suppose it's too late now.
Oh, well, maybe... Anyway, yeah, that's £6.20, please, Anna.
Oh, and I've just grabbed one of these sandwiches. I'm going to be in with Abby all day.
Oh, so how's she doing?
Oh, she's great. She's doing so well.
Good.
She's still on course to come home soon.
Yeah?
Yeah, end of the week. Oh, touch wood.
Oh, that'll be so nice for you.
I'm so excited. I hardly even dare think about it.
Kathy?
Oh, morning.
Hello. You've given up your job already?
No, my morning off. I've been up for a swim.
Right. Well, let me be the first to congratulate you.
What?
As the golf club's new clubhouse and catering manager.
Oh, no, I'm still waiting to hear.
Well, the suspense is over. I've just had a word with Lee.
Oh, you mean...
Yeah. The job's yours if you want it. The letter's in the post.
Really?
Straight up, I promise. Would I joke about a thing like that?
That's just...
So, welcome on board.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it wasn't a difficult decision. You really sold yourself. If it'd been up to me, I would have waved it straight through. But
that's fantastic.
Yeah, we had to go through the motions, you know.
But how... when do they want me to start?
Soon as you like, whenever suits.
Oh, well, I'll have to work out my notice first.
Yeah, of course.
But I can tell Nigel and Elizabeth now. Oh, I mean, tomorrow.
So, I'll take that as a yes, then?
What?
You'll take the job?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I will. I'd be delighted.
Good.
Okay.
Well, like I said, the official letters in the post should be with you tomorrow.
Right, I'll watch out for it.
Morning.
Morning, Roy. I'll see you soon then, Cathy. Nice work, eh?
Yes, thanks. Bye. Well.
So,
Oh, I better get on.
Cathy, your swim bag?
Yes. Oh.
Are you okay?
Yes. Actually, you might as well know. I've just had some good news.
Oh, hi.
Yeah? Can I help you?
Yes, mints, the extra strong ones.
Oh, there, look, right beside you.
Oh, great.
Is that everything?
Yeah, that'll do for now.
All right, that's 30 pence then, please.
So, you worked here for long?
A few years.
Right. So if anyone wants to know what goes on in Ambridge, I guess you're the person to ask.
Why?
I'd better introduce myself. Ross Adams. I work for the Borchester Echo.
Oh.
And you're...
Susan. Susan Carter.
Okay, Susan. Well, if you're not too busy, I was hoping we could have a chat.
About what?
Well...
Susan?
Oh, hello.
Is this a queue or...
No, you go ahead.
No, thanks. I promise Lillian I'll drop in and get her some ciggies.
Just the one packet?
Yeah, you know the ones.
Right. There you are.
Fantastic. Got change for that?
Yeah.
She keeps saying she's going to cut down.
Oh, but... no, hang on, Matt. While you're here...
Yeah?
Well, it may just be a rumour, but...
Go on.
That you're getting involved in this biodigester business.
Nothing stays secret round here for long.
So it's true then?
Well, not me personally, Borchester Land.
Right. So, what kind of share?
I can't tell you that. Let's just say it's substantial.
And, did Borchester Land, were they brought in because the project was running out of cash?
So who told you that?
I'd rather not say.
Well, so the tongues really have been wagging, haven't they?
So, is that what happened?
I'm afraid I can't tell you that either. Confidential business information. I'll leave you to work it out. Bye.
Oh, well, typical.
I can see I've come to the right place.
There's your story if you want one. Why don't you write about this anaerobic digester?
Yeah, it sounds interesting, but, actually, I wanted to ask you about another hot topic.
Wow?
Your vicar, Alan Franks. I hear he's just announced his engagement.
Oh, yeah.
So, I just wondered what you thought about the...
Look, all right, if you let me serve this customer, then I'll be right with you.
She's been wide awake all afternoon. Full of beans.
No.
Life and soul of the ward. And then she flaked out about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah?
All of a sudden, she's out like a light.
Couldn't make it till your daddy got here, eh?
Worn out. I don't think much would wake her now.
No. Let her sleep.
I'll just tidy up here. Get my stuff together.
So, have you spoken to the...
The paediatrician came round this morning. It's no problem. She's still doing fine.
Well done, eh? Who's a clever girl?
Oh, I don't know. Still hardly dare believe it. Should be really coming home with us on Friday.
Oh, yes. Look how big and beautiful you are now. You'll soon be back in your cot at home.
Touch wood.
Yeah.
So, how was your day? Was work all right?
Yeah, fine. The usual. I'd rather be here with you and Abby.
We missed you too.
Oh, I heard one bit of news. Now, if you promise not to tell.
Go on.
Well, Cathy came up for a swim. I saw her talking to Matt Crawford.
Matt?
Yeah, I could see something was up, so I said, hello, you know, and guess what?
Come on, tell me.
Well, she's been offered a job at the golf club, clubhouse and catering manager.
Golf club? Is that mean?
Yeah, she's taking it. So she'll be leaving Lower Loxley.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, but keep it to yourself, mind. She's not even told Elizabeth and Nigel yet. So...
Yeah, of course, I shan't be the word. I'm just surprised, that's all.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, are you all set then?
Yeah. I suppose we really ought to go.
Bye-bye then, Abby. Not long now, eh? You'll soon be coming home with us.
Bye then, Mr. Booth.
I'm sorry. What did you say your name was?
Ross.
Oh, Ross. So you've heard about Alan and Usha's wedding then?
Yes. It's not every day you get a C of E vicar marrying a Hindu. But even more so out here in the sticks.
No.
So, how do you feel about it all?
Well, first, if I do say anything, will you have to print my name?
No. If you like, we can keep anything you say to me here anonymous. I only use this recorder because my shorthand's so rubbish.
Oh, okay.
I'm just interested to find out what people think about the news.
Well, speaking for myself, I've nothing against them personally, you understand, either of them.
Okay.
If they want to have a relationship, well, that's fine, but as for them getting married, well, it just doesn't seem quite right to me.
Really? Why is that?
Well, I suppose I just don't think it's appropriate for him to marry someone from another faith.
So you don't think Ms. Gupta would make a good vicar's wife?
Well, not really, no. And it's more, well, Alan's supposed to be our spiritual leader. It's his job to help us reaffirm our Christian beliefs.
Right. And you feel that by marrying a Hindu, he's setting a bad example?
Well, yes, I suppose I do.
Okay.
And even if Usha comes to church, which she hasn't done much so far, she's not a Christian and she's not confirmed, so she can't take Holy Communion.
And you think that's inappropriate?
Oh, well, of course it is. There's few enough regular communicants as it is. It's hardly going to help fill the church, is it?
Okay. That's all very interesting. Thank you, Susan.
Okay, so where are we shifting this to?
About half a metre to the left.
Right.
So then we can fit the cot in by my side?
Yeah, I see.
So when she wakes up in the night, I can feed her without climbing over you? Oh, come on. Just over there. That's it. Just a bit more.
Yeah, mind your toes.
Okay, stop.
Look at the fluff under there.
Oh, where's it all come from? Just as well we brought the vacuum up.
Yeah.
You think I'm mad, don't you?
Hey.
We're doing all this now when she won't be home till Friday.
No.
This is why. I knew there'd be a mess. And now I shan't be in such a rush to get it all nice and clean.
No,
we need a new bag for the vacuum. I'll go. Kathy, hi.
Hello. Is this a bad time?
No, we're just back from the hospital.
It's nothing urgent.
Well, come on through.
Jamie's out, so I just popped in for a chat.
Oh, that's nice.
And Susan said that Abby might be home soon.
Yeah, Friday.
Oh,
that's what we're hoping.
Oh, that'll be exciting for you.
Yeah, sit down. Do you want a coffee?
Thanks.
I was going to give you a call later anyway.
Oh.
Roy told me your exciting news about the new job.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know it's still top secret. I won't tell anyone, thanks.
Well, yes, it's all happened so fast. I'm still getting used to it myself.
I was so surprised when I heard. I'd no idea you were thinking of leaving.
No, it's all rather complicated.
Well, it's not, because I mean, there's not a problem at Lower Loxley.
Oh, no, nothing like that.
Oh.
I just saw the golf club job advertised and applied on the spur of the moment. I never seriously thought I'd get it. But now that I have...
Oh, it's going to be so strange when I go back. I'm going to miss you.
It'll be strange for me too.
But I can see it's a great opportunity. A step up the career ladder.
More a step sideways. But the pay's good. Oh. And I get to liaise with Grey Gables for some of the golfing holidays and social events.
Oh, sounds perfect.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Though, I'm not really looking forward to giving my notice to Elizabeth and Nigel.
Well,
they've been so good to me.
I know they'll be sorry to lose you, but I'm sure they'll understand.
I hope so, Hayley. I really do.
Freddie!
Look, Daddy's jumping.
Yes, I can see. Nigel!
Okay, last one.
The ha-ha.
Right. Watch this.
Yes.
And you were hoping I'd fall off, eh?
Nigel, I hate to spoil your fun, but...
Oh, I know. I know the caterer's about tomorrow's wedding.
Well?
See, I haven't forgotten.
You did say you'd handle it.
And I will.
Lily! I'm sure practicing for your team chase is far more important.
Team chase? What team chase?
You are incorrigible.
I'll take Topper in.
Elizabeth! Oh, hi.
You're too late. You've missed all the action.
I'm sure Kathy's got far better things to do than watch you.
Well, yes,
Is everything okay?
Yes. Actually, I've been trying to catch up with you all day. With both of you.
Oh?
What can we do?
Well, I do need to have a word. If you can spare a moment.
Nigel?
Yes, of course. Look, just give me 10 minutes and I'll be right with you.
Oh, you know, I swear that path gets steeper every time.
Yeah, funny that.
Either that or something wrong with my trainers.
Well, if you want to keep fit, you can always jog round the cricket pitch.
I felt like a change.
Well, mind where you tread as you come on through.
Yeah.
Car's had a mass breakout the other day. Someone forgot to switch the electric fence on.
Oh.
And that mess is supposed to be part of our first cut silage.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm with you.
Well, it's looking better than it did, though.
No.
Showers have helped. So hopefully by the time we're ready to cut...
Right. Well, I suppose...
I should take it steady if I were you, Sid.
No pain, no gain.
Downhill from here, anyway.
Yeah.
I might see you later.
Yeah?
Yep, there's a PC committee meeting. I may pop in after.
Ah, okay.
Unless it drags on all evening, of course.
Yeah, David...
Oh, go on, don't let me hold you up.
No, there's been a rumour floating around the bar lately.
Oh?
Yeah, something about Matt Crawford getting involved in the what's it? The Biodigester thing.
Yeah, well...
So, is it true, then?
Yes, it is.
You know, but... people ask me, and I don't know what to say.
Yeah, but it's only a minority interest. Brookfield and Home Farm will still be running the show.
Yeah?
Yes, they'll only have 2 members on the board.
So, Matt and...
Well, I don't know who else yet, but it makes no difference. We'll still be able to outvote them.
Ah. Okay, well, it's none of my business, of course. Oh, is that Will?
Yeah, he's fixing pens in the coppice.
Okay, well, I'll see you then.
Yeah, bye, Sid.
Near fire. Don't flake out before I get home.
Yeah, careful, don't push it.
Ha-ha!
Hi, Will.
Afternoon. So where's he off to in such a rush?
He's jogging.
Yeah?
Yeah, he just stopped for a breather and a chat.
Well, about what?
Well...
If... Okay, don't tell me, I can guess.
What?
Well, you don't have to be a genius. No one round here seems to talk about anything else.
Hey.
Now they're all avoiding me like I'm some kind of leper.
Whoa, hold on, Will. This had nothing to do with the red kite, if that's what you think.
No?
No. I promise you, I hadn't even mentioned it. We're talking about... something else completely.
Yeah, well, I'll believe you.
Look, no one thinks for a moment that you...
So they don't say it to my face, but...
So ignore it. Put it out of your mind. Get on with your job.
Yeah, I'm trying. For some people, don't make it easy.
There's no easy way to tell you this. So I better come straight to the point.
Yes.
Okay.
I went for an interview last week at the Grey Gables Golf Club. They're advertising for a new clubhouse and catering manager.
Kathy.
Golf Club?
I had the letter this morning. They've offered me the job, and I'd like to take it.
You?
No.
I'll work out my 3 months' notice with you, of course. But,
Kathy, why? I mean, what's
It wasn't an easy decision, believe me. I've thought about it long and hard, but it just seems like the right time for me to move on.
Move on?
Aren't you happy with your job here?
Oh, yes, yeah, it's been great. And you've been so good to me. I've had some very happy times.
So
it's nothing to do with the work, or you and Nigel, or anything like that. Well, I'm not sure if I can explain.
Is this to do with Taylor?
Well, yeah, I suppose that's what it comes down to in the end, like so much else. I've had good times here, but also some of the worst moments of my life. And these past few months, well, it's like I've been pushing myself through, forcing myself to keep going until the trial was over and Taylor was...
Yeah.
I mean, we can understand all of that,
well,
of course.
Now he's been convicted. Okay, so we've still got to wait for the sentence. But I feel as if I want to put it all behind me, you know? Make a fresh start.
Yes. Yes, I see.
Does any of that make any sense?
Well, yes. Yeah, I think I understand, but... Well, this has come as quite a shock for us, as you can see.
Oh, I know. And I'm sorry.
We just don't want to lose you, Catherine.
I mean, if you want a change of scene, I'm sure we could find you something else here. Well, take you right away from the shop and cafe. Put you on to weddings and conferences instead, perhaps.
No.
We could certainly use some help there.
No. That's really kind of you. But it needs to be more than that. It needs to be a clean break. It's going to be a big wrench, and I'm going to miss you all so much, but...
Well, we wish you luck, of course.
Can I just ask you... It's not anything to do with me, is it? My evidence at the trial?
Oh, Elizabeth, no, I promise you. Oh, if it wasn't for the support I'd had from you and Nigel...
Daddy!
Lily, please, we're in a meeting.
But you must come quick.
What?
Freddy's fallen in the ha-ha and hurt his leg.
There you go. Same again.
Thanks.
So, you having a game of darts later? Have the lads come in?
No.
Oh. Well, it's just you've been sat there all night, on your own, in the corner.
Yeah, sitting here, sit at home. What's the odds?
Yeah, okay. Yep, fair dues. Just take it steady, eh?
Can you line one of those up for me, please, Sid?
Oh, me not.
All right there, Will?
Yeah.
So what about this committee meeting, David?
Oh, only me and Linda turned up, so we gave ourselves the night off.
Ah, OK.
Hey, Will, where are you off to? Aren't you going to stay and join us?
No, thanks. Not tonight.
Oh, OK.
He's not feeling very sociable.
Oh, so I can see.
He's putting it away and all. He's been sat near since tea time.
Has he? Well, I'll keep an eye on him.
Ah, be grateful if you would.
Right.
So, how's your dad getting on? The new telescope?
Oh, yeah.
Has he made any great astronomical discoveries?
No, he's been moaning because it's too cloudy.
Oh. Well, it don't look so bad out there tonight.
Yeah, and tonight he's gone to a star party.
Come again?
A whole crowd of them bring their scopes and gather in someone's back garden.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'll get him in tonight.
Ah, the youth of Borsage.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Two lagers?
Yeah, Jazz, do you want a lager?
I'll take that as a yes.
Hey, put Tasha down when I'm talking to you.
Ed, listen, mate. Your brother's over there in the corner.
So?
Well, Sid says he's had a few. He's been in here since tea time.
I can't see what I'm supposed to do about that.
No. Okay. Well, maybe I'll go over.
Oh, wait, hold on. Don't rush off. You've got to hear what happened to Jazz on his milk round this morning.
Yeah?
Hey, Jazz! I'll give it a rest. Come and tell us about the zombie.
But they've settled down now. I had to read them an extra 2 pages.
Is Freddy all right?
He says it's hurting a bit, but he's being very brave.
Well...
Sweetie... It was only a graze.
Yeah, well, if somebody hadn't encouraged him to jump the ha-ha...
Boys will be boys.
Hmm.
Here. Cheers.
Cheers.
It wasn't his fault, either. It's those loose stones in the ha-ha wall.
Did you know it was starting to crumble?
I hadn't realised it was as bad as that.
We ought to do something, Nigel. Freddie might have been really hurt. And what if one of our guests had an accident?
I've already spoken to Titcomb. He's going to put up a safety fence, first thing tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Then we'll have to think about getting it properly repaired.
Yeah, we must.
So we stagger on from one crisis to another.
Sorry. It's all coming on top of Kathy's news.
Yeah. A bit of a bolt out of the blue, eh?
Whatever she says, I'll never be absolutely sure that it had nothing to do with my evidence.
Come on. We know her better than that.
I hope so.
Anyway, if she wants to move on, then so must we. We've got 3 months to find a replacement. That's not going to be easy.
Oh, well, mind if I sit down?
If you like.
Oh, busy all of a sudden.
Yeah, feels like there's a bad smell in here.
So, have you got plenty of eggs in that incubator?
Enough.
Great. So, how many birds are you hoping to put down?
So, what's all that about?
Eh?
Yeah, what's all the sniggering? What's the big joke?
Oh, it's Jazza, you know.
But what's he looking at me for?
Oh, I'm not sure that he is. Yeah, I meant to tell you, I saw a nice covey of partridge the other day.
Right, that's enough.
Well?
Oh, I'm not having this. I'm going to talk to my brother.
Yeah, he was sleepwalking out in the street in his boxer shorts. He was like...
Yes!
No, it's true, honestly.
Ed, I've got something to say to you.
Uh-oh.
And you can have this for starters.
Hey, that's what I drink!
Now then.
There. That stopped you laughing.
Will?
Now listen to this. You got anything to say to me, you can say it to my face. Now, outside.
Come on, you two.
Leave it, Will. Go home and sleep it off, will you?
Oh, make it easy for you. No.
Look, it was not my fault that the bird got poisoned or that you chose a stupid slag for a girlfriend,
hey.
Yeah?
You call him Nick a slag?
Yeah, and you ought to thank me for showing you what she's really like.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Okay. You ask for
what?
It.
What?
Will.
Don't, oh,
you stay out of this.
Come on.
No, I didn't touch him.
Get out of my way.
Will, leave it. Don't be an idiot.
I'm not taking that from him.
No. Cool it. Calm down. Come on.
Right.
Now,
let's call it a night.
Do it, psycho.
Come on, Will. Come on. Let's get you home, hey?
David had just finished doing the parlour when, guess what? The taps run dry.
Oh.
The water's off.
Oh, yes.
Not just out here, the whole farm and the bungalow too.
Well, I passed the waterboard van down the lane. They were digging up the road.
Oh, great. Nice of them to warn us.
Well, so didn't they say?
We've heard nothing at all. David's in calling them now.
Oh, what a nuisance for you.
There. See? Bone dry.
Oh.
You've no problem at home?
Well, no, not as far as I know. It hasn't affected the rest of the village.
So, why have they picked on us, huh?
Bad luck, I suppose.
Dad, hi.
Oh, morning. I walked down through the lambs, David. They're all in good shape.
Oh, thank you.
So, what did the waterboard say?
Emergency repairs to a leaky main.
Oh.
And no, they can't say when it'll be turned back on again.
No idea.
Or sometime later today.
So, what are we supposed to do in the meantime?
They apologise, but...
Let's hope it's back on in time for milking.
I suppose if there is a leak, they've got to repair it.
It's still a big pain for us, though.
Oh, yeah.
Have they got any idea how much water a dairy cow needs?
Somehow I doubt it.
The yard trough's low already.
Yeah, and it won't take them long to empty the field trough either.
Plus, we've got to feed the calves.
Well, I suppose it could be off for hours.
Yeah, we can't risk the troughs running completely dry. Have to ship some water in somehow.
How?
We'll have to go down to Bridge Farm and borrow Tom's Bowser.
That's going to take you hours.
Well, I've got no option. I'll give Tom a call.
Nope, my turn.
Oh, thank you. If it's okay, say I'll be straight on over.
I will.
Right, better check the field troughs.
Yeah. David, I heard there was some trouble between Will and Ed Grundy last night.
Oh, yeah.
What was that all about?
Oh, it was Will's fault. He had a couple and he just lost it. Sid and I had to drag them apart.
Mm.
Poor old Will, he thinks the whole world's against him right now.
Well, after all the fuss about the kite...
Yeah. Oh, it's Mum.
Yes, she's come to pick me up. We're going into town.
Oh, OK.
Oh, it's very sad, though. One of the first red kites to reach the area, and it's poisoned.
Morning. So, what's this? Sorting out your feeders? Well, 1st of May tomorrow. Won't be long before those eggs start.
Okay, just drop it, Dad.
Hey?
I know why you've come down here. So let's get it over with.
William.
Ed's told you about it then, has he? How I had a go at him last night?
All right. I'm not here to bawl you out.
No?
No. Just come to see if you was okay, that's all.
So, yeah, I'm fine. Satisfied?
Look, you've had some real bad luck recently. You've got a lot of pressures. I'm not surprised it got to you. We've all got our limits. We all go off the edge sometimes.
It was Ed. Him and Jazza. Messing around, winding me up.
Yeah, I'm not here to lay the blame.
And he wouldn't shut up either. Sniggering behind my back and than saying all that stuff about me and Nick right there in the bull in front of everyone.
Yeah, okay.
He's got no right. He was well out of order. He deserved to be...
Okay. We all know he pushes it sometimes. But you got to try and learn to turn the other cheek, son. Keep a lid on it. I know it ain't easy.
No. And I don't see why I should have to put up with
all it. All I'm saying is it takes two. So Edward gets careless, but he don't mean to cause trouble.
Dad, please.
Sometimes you get the wrong end of it. You both do. So what starts as a simple misunderstanding gets all blown up into
a... No misunderstanding, Dad. I know what's in Ed's mind.
Look, maybe you'd be surprised. If you two was to sit down and talk things over nice and reasonable...
Dad, you can't be serious.
It's got to be better than this.
No. No, I'm not sorry for what happened last night. I'd do the same again. Ed had it coming.
I might just call into the shop on the way home.
Oh, yes.
We need some more milk and mushrooms.
Right. Excuse me.
Too much stargazing?
No, I...
Well, I don't know about you, but I've got a few hours sleep to catch up on.
Oh?
Sunday night. Or was it Monday? You came clomping in from the garden at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, well... Sorry if I woke you.
Survive.
I hadn't realised it was quite so late.
I could hear that motor whirring away in the garden.
Well, I had such a perfect view of M81.
Which?
A galaxy. One of the brightest.
They all sound like motorways.
The Messier catalogue. They all begin
yes,
with...
Yes, Phil, I remember you saying.
Well, it's one of a pair with M82. Stunning on a good night.
Well, I'm glad your new telescope's such a success.
And I'll try and be quieter from now on. And I was back in good time last night.
Yes. Tell me more about this star party. You haven't said a lot.
Well, it was an interesting experience, but I'm not sure if I'd do it again.
Why not?
Well, everyone was very friendly and helpful.
Yes, you've said that much already.
But they're very keen to swap ideas and show off their equipment. In fact, some of them were a bit too keen for me.
Oh?
Well, one or two... Obsessed with the latest gadgets and eyepieces.
How very peculiar.
Jill, they were far worse than me. You wondered if they'd got any other lives at all.
So, a few, what does Pip call them, anoraks?
Well, I think from now on I shall be happier in the privacy of my own back garden.
Oh, so no return invitations?
No. But one good thing came out of it. One of them made an offer for my old refractor.
Really?
Yes, as a present for his nephew. So now I can put the money towards a decent astronomical camera.
Yes, well, that's...
Oh, pull over a minute.
What?
What's that bird up over Hayden Barrow?
Bird?
Are my field glasses in here?
In the glove pocket.
Oh, yes.
There's someone behind us.
Pull over. Stop in that gateway. Wonder if it's a kite.
Phil...
No, I think it's just a buzzard.
Phil, I think you
it's
should...
gone now. If I could get a clear look
Phil,
at it...
Phil, behind us.
What?
Afternoon.
Will.
Hello.
So, you stopped to look at the view?
Well, yes.
Sorry, I pulled over so suddenly.
So, what's the big attraction? I can't see nothing. Just a few crows.
Yes, I thought that I saw a...
Yeah?
Will, do you want to use the gateway?
Yes.
Yeah, well, if you don't mind.
We're blocking the ride. We'd better move on, Jill.
Yes. Bye then, Will.
Bye.
Yeah, see you.
Oh, dear.
Very awkward.
Oh, man, I do feel sorry for him.
Ruth called this morning and told me.
A real pain in the butt. I spent half the day carting this flipping Bowser around.
Yeah, like you had nothing better to do.
The troughs are topped up for now, but that's not going to help with the milking.
I'll have to come in all the same.
Well, I guess so.
Oh, give it another half an hour, maybe. Not much longer.
Well, it might be worth hanging on.
You reckon?
Yeah, then you just have to go ahead and hope for the
David!
Best. All right.
I've been trying to call.
Yeah, sorry, the battery's done. Oh. I've done the field troughs. I'm going to nip back to Tony's and top her up again.
No, wait, you don't have to. There's no need.
What?
The water's back on. How about half an hour ago?
So why didn't
I said I've been trying to call you.
So I've been doing all this messing around for nothing?
It's not my fault. If you'd charged up your mobile...
Yeah, if you want to blame anyone, blame the water company.
Well, to be fair, it's not really their fault either, is
it? Oh, right, so who am I supposed to yell at then?
It's hard, I know.
I'll go and get the cows in, shall I?
Thanks, Eddie. Maybe we should be thankful for small mercies. At least it's back on in time for milking.
Yeah, yeah.
So it could have been worse.
Oh, I don't know. First it's the grass staggers, then it cows all over the silage. Now this.
Oh.
There's Will Grundy getting so paranoid, lashing out. I'm beginning to understand how he feels.
No.
Somebody's definitely got it in for me.
Well, of all the nerve.
Hello, Gary.
What business is it of this?
What's the matter?
Derek Fletcher.
Oh.
Oh, it just makes me so angry. Do you know, he comes in there just now while I was talking to Susan, and he starts going on about the trouble in the bull last night.
Oh.
Yes, asking Susan, well, what happened? Who were responsible? As if he didn't know.
So you think he was trying to make trouble?
Of course he knew all along. He just did it to make me feel bad.
Oh, dear.
So I told him it were all a storm in a teacup, just a silly misunderstanding between my boys. Not that it's any of his business to start with.
No, of course
not. And that's all it were, you know, just a misunderstanding. Mm. Yes. I told him. I said, my William's under a lot of stress. He's got a lot on his plate at the moment. Do you know what he said to that?
What?
He said, I'd feel stressed too if I'd been accused of poisoning a red kite.
Yeah.
It's just rubbish, honestly. I mean, it's just not true. William ain't been accused of nothing.
No, of course not.
Oh, but that don't cut no ice with our Derek. Oh, no. He just gives me a look like, you know, oh, yeah, now go on, pull the other one.
That was very unfair.
Oh, I'm telling you, I felt like chucking this tomato sauce right over him.
I'd like to have seen that.
Hello, love. Mrs. Archer.
Hello, Eddie.
What's the matter?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Face as black as thunder.
Derek, in the shop.
Oh?
Asking about what happened last night.
Oh, yeah. What's it to do with
him? It's all right. I told him. I put him straight.
You've got me in cheek. I've a good mind to go in there
no,
and...
No, Eddie, no. Don't go make it worse.
Well, if he said anything to me, I'll be very firm.
Thanks, Jill. Bye.
Bye.
Well, if Derek's got hold of it, soon be all round the village.
Come on. Let's get out of here. Let's get home.
Did you talk to William?
Yeah, I found him. Didn't do me a lot of good.
What did he say?
He wasn't about to apologise. He wasn't giving an inch. All Edward's fault for winding him up.
Oh, dear.
And Edward says he never. He was just sat there minding his own business.
Well, however it started, don't William understand? He can't blame Edward for what happened with Nick.
Bit like shooting the messenger.
No, not with that bird, neither.
Yeah, I know.
Picking fights in that bull ain't going to help no one. I don't know what it is with them two.
Too much history there, love.
Yeah. But it were all getting so much better, Eddie.
Well...
No, all right, so they weren't the best of friends, but, I mean, at least they were starting to be civil with each other. They could sit together in the same room without arguing.
Well, most of the time.
They'd come so far, Eddie. Now, all that's gone out the window. We're right back where we started.
Well, we've all been crossing our fingers. We should don't catch a cold or something.
Yeah, I suppose they can't take any chances.
No, no. They might have kept her in a few more days, but as she got the final all clear, she's coming home tomorrow.
Oh, well, that is good news.
Oh, yeah. Been a long wait.
Yeah. How long now?
Well, it's 8 weeks tomorrow since you were born.
Yeah.
It's long for me, but it's a lot longer for Roy and Ailey.
Yeah, of course. Oh, there she goes.
Well, behind.
Yeah, she's off. I thought she might have got caught on the fence somehow.
Scratching herself?
Maybe. So it's good news all round.
Huh?
With Tom and Brenda getting number one the green.
Oh, yeah, that is.
They've just given us a month's notice on the nest.
Well, they want to move down to the green as soon as it's ready.
Well, that's fine by us. Means Jenny can get on and let the nest out for the summer.
Oh, right.
But I'm going to miss Tom, though. It's been quite useful having him on the spot when there's a crisis.
Yeah. Well, look, I'd better get on and...
You've come to clear that branch down the lane?
More like half a tree.
Well, if you think you'll need a hand...
No, shouldn't be no problem. Only take me an hour or two.
Okay.
Oh, but there is something else I was going to ask.
Yes?
It's about the Millennium Wood. It's really starting to come on now.
Yes, I was down there the other day.
Young trees are doing well. We've kept the deer off of them. Now they're all coming into leaf. It's a shame more people don't get down there.
Well, it's not that far. And they all know where it is.
Yeah, but I mean, it's meant to be enjoyed by the old community. So I was thinking, maybe there are ways we could encourage them to make use of it.
Well, if you've any suggestions.
How about a picnic area?
Yeah, that's a thought, yes.
I mean, we ain't talking about a municipal park here.
No.
No, just landscape a small area and put up a few picnic tables.
So which area did you have in mind?
Just as you're coming off the lane. So, well, won't even notice it from up here.
And who'd pay for it all?
Well, I'd drum up some volunteers for the labour, so that won't cost us nothing. Just have to raise a bit for the tables and benches.
Yes.
Might even get a grant from the parish council. Well, unless you can see any problem.
No, it's a good idea, Mike.
Oh.
I'll need to run it by Jenny before I give you a final answer.
Okay.
I can't see her objecting.
Well, thanks. Anyway, I'd better...
If you see Hayley, wish her a happy birthday from us.
Yeah, I will. It was clever.
You told us about your surprise party.
Oh.
Tomorrow, isn't it?
Well, it's Hayley's birthday today, so with Abby coming home tomorrow, we're having a double celebration.
Oh, steady.
Morning. Oh, hello. You want to come on through?
Oh, would you mind?
No problem. You've got your hands full with two of them.
Well, she's pretty good on the lead rein, usually. Come on.
Just watch the fence down the side there. It's live.
Okay.
I made double sure. We had a mass breakout the other day.
So I've heard.
There we go.
Thanks, Ruth.
Enjoy your ride.
Oh, it's not all fun. They've got to be exercised.
Of course.
Oh, Ruth, I don't suppose...
Go on.
Oh, all right, steady. You've not had a visit from a journalist.
What?
A reporter from the Echo, I think.
No, why?
Oh, apparently there's been a man round the village asking about Alan and Usha's wedding.
You're joking.
No, he talked to Clary on Sunday. And then he rang us last night.
Called you at home?
Yes, he got Alistair. Oh, steady.
Why? I mean...
Oh, I don't know.
Trying to dig up some gossip.
Yeah, I suppose. Alistair politely told him to get lost.
Good. I mean, how nosy can you get, huh?
Yeah, it's all so ridiculous.
Tabloid stuff.
Yes, in Ambridge. I'm sure he won't come bothering you, but...
Thanks for the warning.
Right, I'd better get on.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Hello. It's a busy day. I've got the pony club this afternoon.
Okay.
Bye then.
Bye.
Ruth?
Hello.
I passed David on the tractor, but he was too busy to talk.
Well, about what?
Well, I'm sure you're busy too, so I'll get straight to the point. What exactly is going on between you and Matt Crawford?
Me? Nothing.
The digester.
Oh.
Matt's not exactly been coy about it. He told Susan and she...
Okay. So, Borchesterland now have a minority interest.
Minority? What does that mean?
Well...
49%?
No, it's less than that.
All right, but surely any interest at all is going to mean that...
Pitt's missed the school bus home.
Ruth?
Sorry, I'll have to go and fetch her now. Can we talk about this another time?
Hi. You busy?
Yeah. Can you get by?
Yeah, no sweat. It's nice to see someone doing some real work around here.
Yeah. So,
That lot should keep you in firewood for a few weeks.
So, what can I do for you?
Ross Adams. I work for the Borchester Echo.
The newspaper?
Yeah, that's right. The stuff you wrap your chips in.
Oh, yeah. You spoke to a neighbour of mine, didn't you?
Yeah.
About the vicar?
Look, don't worry. I'm not going to splash your name all over the front page.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear it.
I'm just doing what I'm paid for. You know, trying to get an angle on an interesting story.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to disappoint you.
So, you've got no opinion at all about Mr. Frank's engagement?
I ain't a great churchgoer, so the religious side don't bother me. Anna's a good bloke, Usha's a nice woman, and a darn good lawyer.
So...
apart from that, it's no comment.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks.
You know your way back to Borchester?
Well, actually, I'm looking for the stables.
Oh?
Mrs. Hebden Lloyd. I'm told she's on the church council.
Yeah, come the wrong way then.
My sat-nav goes all blonde round here.
Go back, turn left, you can't miss it.
Okay.
But I'd save yourself the trouble. You'll be wasting your time.
Pat, I'm sorry, but you're talking to the wrong person.
Oh, come on, Brian.
Ambridge Heat and Power is not part of my business. It's a separate enterprise. Go and talk to Adam about it.
I would if I could find him.
He'll be back in with a sprayer at dusk.
Brian, regardless of whose business it is, you're on the board of Borchester Land.
So?
So you must know exactly what's going on.
I promise you, I wasn't even party to the board's decision.
Oh.
As I own the site of the digester, there was a conflict of interest. I had to leave the meeting.
So you're telling me you've no idea what...
I know about as much as you do. BL now have a third share in the business.
A third?
Well, approximately, yes. I don't have the exact figures.
So that's your minority interest?
Not mine, Borchester Land.
Matt Crawford's. And now he's one of the directors.
So it would seem, yeah.
Oh, well, now he's in there, we can forget all about those glib assurances we were given at the meeting.
I don't see why.
Oh, please. Do you really think Matt's got himself involved for the good of the community? He'll want to screw every last penny he can get.
Look, Pat...
efficiencies of scale. Oh, you can bet the first thing you do is tear up the plans and double the size of the whole operation.
Oh, come on, what nonsense.
Is it? Does Matt ever do anything by halves? It's just as I said all along, it's
Pat.
Going to be... we'll end up with a massive industrial plant blighting the whole village.
Well, I happen to think you're wrong, but it's nothing to do.
Ryan?
Oh, Mike, come in.
You tried to call me?
Yes, I did.
I don't see how you can wash your hands of it so easily, Brian.
I'm sorry, Pat. I've really nothing more to say.
But I'm
and
not...
I can't talk now anyway, because Mike and I need...
No, I can come back another time.
No, don't go. No, this is really quite important.
Oh, okay.
Right. I'll leave you to it.
Sorry I wasn't much help.
No less than I expected, Brian.
Bye.
Bye, Pat.
Bye.
Whew, thanks, Mike. That was well-timed.
Yeah?
Families, eh? Anyway...
I'm sorry I missed your call. I was busy with the store.
OK, well, actually, it's nothing to worry about. It's good news, in fact.
Oh? Huh?
Your picnic area. I talked to Jenny and she's all for it.
Oh, that is good.
Well, the wood's always been her pet project. As far as she's concerned, the more people use it, the better.
Well, I don't suppose we'll have coach loads.
No.
Maybe just a few locals on a nice afternoon.
Yeah, well, so long as they don't leave a mess behind them.
Ah, well, I thought about litter bins, but that means someone would have to go up and empty them.
So what do you suggest?
Put up a sign saying, please take your litter home, something like that.
Mm. I guess that's the best we can do.
Well, most people are responsible enough. But I'd make sure the place is kept tidy.
Okay, so, well, we'll make you an offer.
Go on.
Well, if you can organise the labour, we'll supply the picnic tables and benches.
Yeah?
Jenny's idea. But...
oh, that's great. Fantastic. Oh, no. No, thanks a lot, Brian.
Oh, you're welcome.
Save me a few begging letters.
Oh, and your sign for the litter.
Yeah?
You should ask people to recycle it. Anything organic goes straight into the biodigester.
Mrs. Hebden Lloyd?
Oh, are you Hetty's dad? She's still cleaning her tack. But she had a good lesson. Well on track for a pass.
No, I'm not Hetty's dad.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's fine.
Her mother usually picks her up, so...
So you've been grooming this lot for the next Olympic team?
Getting them all through their D test would be nice.
Yeah. Well, I can see it's not the best time, but if you could spare me a few moments...
Are you...
Ross Adams. From the...
Echo. You spoke to my husband last night?
Yes, I did.
Well, I'm afraid I've got nothing at all to add to what he told you then.
Ah. Look, I can quite understand why you feel apprehensive. Some nosy journalist who comes along asking personal questions.
Yes, well...
But I do know our readers will be interested in this story. And I want it to be as fair and balanced as possible. So that means canvassing all shades of opinion. You work with Mr. Franks on the PCC. It would be very helpful to know your views on the matter. Your name needn't be mentioned, of course.
Oh, all right.
Hold on. Let's just turn this thing on.
As far as I know, neither the church nor the PCC have any problem at all with Alan's engagement.
And yourself?
Yes, I fully support them too, of course. But that's all I have to say.
Okay. That's great. Thanks very much. Well, I'll leave you to your pony clubbers. Tough-looking bunch. Rather you than me.
Yes.
It seems to me that Mr. Franks is lucky to have such a supportive team. I'm told he and Ms. Gupta haven't always been given such an easy ride.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
No?
No, we've had no real problems at all. Well, there was a letter, but that was...
A letter?
No. Well, just the one, and it was a long time ago.
From someone in the parish?
No, I've no idea. It was
An anonymous letter?
Yes, but...
So there was a certain amount of unrest?
Yes, I suppose you could say that. But look, that's all in the past. This is a quiet, peaceful parish. Everyone gets along perfectly well. Now, I really must...
Okay, I understand. That's fine. Thank you for your time.
Oh, you idiot!
Well, they're picking Abby up at 3, so they should be home by 4 at the latest.
I'll make sure I'm back in good time.
Yeah, I'm going to need your help to get the tea ready.
It's okay, Dad. It's all sorted. I've got a seminar this morning and then I'm free all afternoon.
You've still got to ice that cake.
Yeah, but it won't take me 10 minutes.
Okay, oh, it's great.
Our cooker's not so good for cakes.
No, it looks perfect.
Do you think Hayley's guessed?
Well, Roy knows he's getting a bottle of fizz.
He won't have said.
Nah, she might have twigged there's something going on, but that'll still be a surprise.
Oh, and look what else I made last night.
Huh?
Still got to add the final touches.
Oh, what's that?
You hold that end.
The blender.
Hold it.
Huh?
Yeah, there. It's a banner.
Oh, well, yeah, I can see that. Welcome home, Abby.
What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's brilliant. But I mean, I think you
cut one of our old sheets up.
Oh.
So we can hang it up over the front door.
Yeah.
Well, you can. You're taller than me.
Welcome. Oh, that's great.
I'll leave it with you then.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Brenda. Oh, and for the cake.
Oh, I need to find a tin for it.
Ah, well, there should be one in here.
We didn't have one big enough at the Nest.
Hold on while I...
Thanks, Dad.
Hey, have you seen the Echo this week?
No.
There's a piece about that bird that was poisoned.
Oh, yeah.
It's there on the table.
Oh.
What about the police search and the estate interviewing Will Grundy?
Oh, poor Will.
I mean, they ain't saying he did it, but...
It's not going to look good, though, is it?
Oh, could be the postie. Might have a parcel for Ailey.
I suppose a story like this, it was bound to get some publicity.
Oh, Will.
Morning.
Oh, hello.
So, you going to come in?
Well, I got the key to number 1 the Green.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, right.
Roy said you wanted to borrow it. So I have another look round?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Well, he said to drop it off here. Save me going up the Nest.
Well, yeah.
Thanks, Will. That's great.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I know it's still a few weeks, but I want to start planning the furniture and curtains. We're so excited about moving.
Okay, well, if you drop it back when you're done.
Yeah, of course.
You sure you won't?
No, thanks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, another time.
Anything good in this week's paper?
I don't know, I haven't really...
Well, I saw you looking at it.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, we saw the bit about the kite.
Hard to miss, ain't it?
I think it's awful. I mean, haven't they got nothing better to write about?
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, most people seem to think I did it anyway.
No, not us.
Of course
we don't. Oh, so any theories? Well, who else do you think might have done it?
Well, it's a bit of a mystery, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it can't just have been anybody. It had to be someone local, I mean, with a bit of... Well, someone who knows
it. Yeah. So that narrows it down, don't it?
Well...
Don't forget that key, will you, Brenda?
No, we won't. Bye.
Yeah, see ya.
Dad?
I know. But what else could I say? Somebody must have done it.
Yes, sweetheart. It's not long now. just got to get your things together.
Oh, all these cards, eh? What a popular girl.
Because she's a very special baby.
Good we brought an extra bag along.
Yeah. You're special, aren't you? And tonight you'll be sleeping in your own little cot with your mummy and daddy.
Well, we hope she'll be sleeping.
Oh, yeah, she's such a good girl. Do you know what I dreamt last night?
No.
I dreamt we got her home and we found it was the wrong baby.
Hayley?
It was terrible. I was in such a panic. I was saying, oh, quick, there's been a mistake. We have to get back to the hospital. And then I woke up.
Oh, is that when you fell out of bed?
Did I?
Just a dream.
Yeah, I know. Oh, you're so beautiful, aren't you? How could we ever do a thing like that?
Hard to mistake that tucker nose.
Troy! Don't you listen to your daddy's. Nothing wrong with your nose.
Okay, I reckon that's the lot. Weird, isn't it?
I know.
To think we'll be walking out of here for the last time.
All those days and nights I've spent in here.
Wow. I mean, they've been so good to us. Couldn't have asked for more, but I can't say I'm going to miss it.
No. No, nor me.
Can't wait to get her back and have a nice cup of tea, you know.
Oh, more than tea? I'm starving.
Yeah, maybe a biscuit. Get her stuff upstairs, get her settled in.
Oh, here she comes. Here's the nurse.
Oh, okay, we're all packed and ready.
Come on then, sweetheart. Let's get you home.
Well, I got nothing else on this afternoon, so...
It's okay. You don't have to worry about me.
Just thought I'd come out and keep you company for a couple of hours.
Dad.
If you don't want me here, just say and I'll go.
Okay, then. Stay if you like.
Ah.
Right, I'm all done here. I'm going to have a wander around. I've got a few traps to check.
Right, I'll walk along with you.
Right, down by the plantation. Shouldn't bump into too many nosy parkers.
William.
Well, I'm a celebrity now, aren't I? You saw what's in the paper.
Oh, that's nothing. Just a load of rubbish.
Yeah, I'll be on the 10 o'clock news next.
Any road, they're not saying it was you.
Yeah, they're not saying it wasn't, neither. Police and RSPB officials searched the house and premises of the head gamekeeper, Mr. William Grundy.
Oh, that don't prove nothing.
Who needs proof? No, I'm the keeper, so I must be guilty.
William, that's just the media. Who believes what you read in the papers?
Yeah.
It's all a blooming 9 days wonder. Well, next week, they'll have moved on to something else.
I just don't need it, Dad. No, not now. Not any time.
Oh, out for the count. It's all been too much for her.
I suppose we'll have to wake her.
Let's see if we can get out without disturbing her.
Yeah, just lift the seat out careful.
Got it. Oh, whoops.
Okay, never mind.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart.
She may go back off again.
No, I don't think so.
Shall I take her?
Oh, little sleepy eyes, look. It's your new home. It's where you're going to live.
Real dump, innit?
No, she loves it. She can't wait. It looks much nicer around the front.
Okay, then.
Where is everyone? Is Mike back with Thebes?
Don't know. Let's go round and see, shall we?
All seems very quiet.
Yeah.
It's funny. I thought someone would be here.
Maybe Dad got held up on the school run.
Do you think so? Mm. Maybe we should... Oh, what's this? Welcome home, Abby. Surprise. Look at the size of that banner. Oh, I was wondering if I'm wrong. You never said.
Oh, hello then.
Thebes come quit, they're back.
What about this then, eh?
Oh, look at her and her bonnet. Oh. She's just so gorgeous. We thought you must be out.
Nah, we got a party inside. Brenda's made a cake.
Another party?
But nothing to do with me.
Oh, this is so nice. It's so sweet of you. I never guessed.
Oh, hello there, Abby.
Oh.
Welcome to Willow Farm.
Mm.
Nice afternoon for it, any road.
If you say so.
Yeah, Maytime. Sun's shining. Summer's on the way. Out in the woods. Yeah, this is the place to be.
Just a job for me.
Oh, come on. Count your blessings. Look on the bright side. You're 25 years old, head keeper on a big estate. There's a lot of people would envy you.
Oh, sure.
And it ain't just a job. It's a way of life. It's what you always wanted.
Yeah, maybe.
No maybes. Don't let the setbacks get you down.
Have a look down here, in the drain.
Yeah.
There's a cage trap in there.
Yeah. Got it. Empty.
I got a mink in there the other week.
Yeah? Oh, nice one.
Yeah, I reckon there's more about.
Oh, devils.
I put another trap along here, under the edge.
See? Might be stressful sometimes, but you wouldn't change it for nothing.
Don't have a lot of choice.
Just being positive, son. Like, I know it's a big shame about Nick and that, but at least things are better now between you and Emma.
Yeah, okay.
And you're a house owner now, a landlord. How many other blokes your age can say
no.
that?
No, it can't be.
Will you?
Dad, come here. Come and see this.
What is it? What's all the fuss?
Dead buzzard.
Okay.
Poisoned. It's got to be poisoned.
No, we don't know that.
Look, there's not a mark on it. Only been dead a few hours.
So where's the bait?
Well, I don't know. It could have been anywhere.
Okay, now don't panic.
Well, who did this? Why? What am I going to do?
Stay calm. We can deal with this. We can sort it out.
Brenda, that cake was so yummy.
Yeah, nice one, sis.
Here, have some more.
Oh, no.
Yeah. When I've opened this...
Oh, see, she knows what's going on. She's taking it all in.
Are you okay with the mic?
Oh, yeah, we're fine, aren't we, little one?
My turn next.
What's this? Pass the parcel?
She's living here. She better get used to it.
I'll be around for tea every day. She's such a dream.
Well, she's quite happy here with me for now.
Dad?
Yeah, Dad, if you want a glass of this.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yes. Two? She's going to be spoilt rotten.
Okay then, Brenda.
Yeah, I'm ready.
There you go, dear Auntie Brenda.
Oh, look at her.
Have you got her?
Yeah.
You are
such an angel, puppet.
Oh, wait, I've got to get a photo of this. Smile.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Right, okay, everyone, quiet, please.
Oh, you're not going to sing happy birthday again.
No. I want to propose a toast. First to Brenda and Phoebs for laying on this great tea.
Yeah, cheers, thank you very much.
And of course to the newest member of the Tucker family, Abby.
Oh, Abby.
To Abby.
There. Stick some more turf over the top.
Dad.
Stamp it down good. There. See?
Dad, it's not so easy.
It's okay, William. We buried it good and deep. Who's going to know?
Yeah, but...
We can forget we ever found it. The eye don't see, the heart don't grieve over.
That don't change the fact it was poison.
We don't know that.
But it could have been.
So? There'll be one less buzzard round here.
But...
No big deal.
Don't you see? First the kite, now there's another bird. That can't be just a coincidence. Someone's doing it on purpose. Someone's got an agenda here.
Yeah, but who?
It don't matter who. It's putting my job on the line. Matt Crawford said as much.
Matt Crawford? Get his all mouth. Any road, he ain't gonna know, is he?
Dad, that's two dead birds. There could be more. It's not over yet.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.